Chapter 6. A Call for Help. 40 minutes later, Leila and Ahmed were back in Salah ad-Din's office near Tahrir Square. Salah ad-Din had arrived a few minutes before them and was speaking on the telephone. He was arranging for a police plane to take him up to Luxor. He had a large map on the desk in front of him. It was a map of Luxor and the desert around Luxor to the north and to the east. Salah ad-Din had marked a large X on the map about 30 kilometres northeast of Karnak.
"Okay, 1 o'clock at Cairo Airport," said Salah ad-Din on the telephone. "Yes, I'll be there. Tell the pilot to be ready to take off at 1 o'clock."
Salah ad-Din put the telephone down and Leila placed Farrow's book on top of the map in front of him.
"We've found the message from Farrow," she said. "It's on page 10.
Salah ad-Din opened the book and turned the pages. Farrow's message on page 10 had been written quickly.
"Help! My name is Farrow. I'm a prisoner of a gang of smugglers. They want me to take them to the tomb of Queen Axtate. My wife held in Cairo by man called Greer. Gang afraid of policeman called Salah ad-Din. Pass this message to policeman Salah ad-Din. Queen's tomb, 30 kilometres northeast of Karnak, between Snake's Head and Sitting Man. Don't open tomb. Great danger."
So I was right. The news report in the Sunday Times was a message, and it is the Amsterdam Ring. Jan Greer is a well-known criminal. He is wanted by Interpol for smuggling and murder.
Salah ad-Din stood up. He walked over to a wall which was covered with a large map of Cairo.
"I'm flying up to Luxor at 1 o'clock, he said. "Leila, you and Ahmed will have to find Farrow's wife."
"Cairo's a big city," said Leila. "It won't be easy to find her."
Salah ad-Din pointed at the map of Cairo.
"Christine Farrow is being held by the Amsterdam Ring. They're all Europeans and she's English," he explained. "They are foreigners here in Egypt. If they are holding the woman in an Arab part of the city, someone would notice them. They must be in a European part of Cairo, somewhere where lots of foreigners live."
Salah ad-Din placed his finger on the large part of Cairo called Heliopolis.
"Lots of Europeans live here," he said. "They could be in a house or a flat in Heliopolis."
Salah ad-Din moved his hand to the centre of Cairo. He pointed to Zamalek, where Professor Gamouchian lived.
"Or they could be somewhere here."
"The men who own the small shops in the streets, they will remember if they have seen any strangers," said Ahmed. "I'll send my policemen to the European parts of Cairo. They'll ask the shopkeepers if they have noticed any strangers in the last week."
"And I'll go to the small markets in Heliopolis," said Leila. "I'll speak to the servants who go shopping there. One of them may have noticed something unusual."
Ahmed went back to Salah ad-Din's desk and picked up Farrow's book.
"What does Farrow mean by great danger?" he asked.
Salah ad-Din told them about his visit to Professor Gamouchian.
"The explanation is here in Farrow's book," he replied. "And Professor Gamouchian agrees that Farrow may be right. It is possible that Queen Axtarte had the germs of a terrible disease put into her tomb. Anyone who goes inside the tomb will die."
"So, if the Amsterdam gang take anything out of the tomb, they could spread the disease everywhere," said Leila.
"That's right," replied Salah ad-Din. "It's part of the Queen's curse. The person who enters my tomb will die a terrible death, and many more shall die with him."